Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WEEI Afternoons. One of the techs says, bet Andy likes Peeps too.
Bet he does.
Oh, I'm in on Peeps.
I do. Yeah. I like Peeps. You know what I really kind of like? I don't know if you're supposed to admit this. Stale Peeps.
What?
When you open it and eat one or two and then leave it and they get a little harder, I like the hardened Peeps better than the soft, gooey Peeps.
Are you a serial killer?
I haven't. Not that I know of just yet. Just telling you, I like these slightly stale Peeps. Also appreciate Fitzy sending me a link to a new brand of cotton candy crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Little cheaper.
Save you a few bucks.
I'm a little
dubious. I did my research there. Yeah, well, $6 is like that's a six-pack of Miller Lights right there if you save $6.
The packaging looks weird, though, Andy. Like, there's nothing on it. It just says, like, minimalist cotton candy crunch.
And the one I buy is when you scroll down to the you might also like, that's the one I buy from Birch and Meadow. 1 pound cotton candy crunch, 111 reviews. But yeah, maybe I'll give that a shot when they're trying to package it with some Oreos.
Wait, okay, Andy. So,
you might also like some Oreos, fat
boy. You might also like these test strips and these injectable medicines that you put in your belly twice a day. What about...
No, you go to Awaken 180 and you don't need all those medications and you don't have to wonder about the long-term effects. You just lose weight fast, the healthy way. You change a couple habits and you're like me. You can mix in a little cotton candy crunch every once in a while and still be a lean, mean, fighting machine.
Oh, do you ever like freebase it or do a cotton candy crunch bump?
No, I just sprinkle it on top of... Okay, now here's where I have to be fully truthful. I pour Hershey's strawberry liquid syrup over it first and then sprinkle the cotton candy crunch on top of that.
But you need a tell me you're 12 with Andy. Tell me you're 12 without saying you're 12.
Did I tell you guys when the guy laughed out loud when I was in front of him at the ice cream window and ordered my sundae? And he just laughed. He goes, bah ha! When I ordered my sundae. I was like, mind your own business, fat old man. You'll
what'd
be
you
dead
order?
Soon.
Well, what'd you order that got the laugh?
I usually,
was it laugh worthy?
Well, people.
Let's hear it.
I usually try to get a large sundae, so they'll give you a couple different flavors, and then it's usually like cotton candy is one of the flavors.
Oh boy!
Strawberry cheesecake is one of the flavors. Grand Central Station.
That is too much going on in a sundae.
And then
it's
usually get
chocolate and vanilla, maybe with some. You're a peanut butter guy. Where's that?
Then
in
I
the
get
equation?
Butterscotch sauce or caramel
Jesus
on top. This was about where he laughed.
Oh my God!
He lasted longer than I did without laughing. So good for him.
When I get a good sundae, I go bigger. I go like if I'm going out for a sundae, I'm getting a sundae.
It just sounds like too many flavors.
No,
for
it's
me.
Awesome. It's so good.
Butterscotch and strawberry and cotton candy together.
Yeah, the more flavors, the better. The more sugar,
like my
the better.
Stomach would be losing its mind if I tried to eat all those.
Dan,
together.
This guy has IBS and he complains about like I don't know if I can have this.
Gee, I wonder why when I wash it down with
no
a Miller Lite after.
Hey, Dan, Andy, I will ask this: have you ever tried the Dr. Pepper flavored Peeps?
I have not, but I am game for that because you know I like a good Dr. Pepper, especially if it's strawberries and cream Dr. Pepper. And if they have a strawberry and cream Dr. Pepper Peeps, I would try it. Anyway, the Patriots are winning a lot of football games right now, 5-2. And yes, Fitzy, they didn't get your dream to be the number one seed, but they're the two seed because they have the tiebreaker over the Broncos. You know what that tiebreaker is? Will you guess what that tiebreaker is to distance themselves from the Broncos? It is strength of victory. So in this season in which everybody told me the Patriots have the worst schedule they've ever seen in the history of football schedules anywhere, the Patriots' strength of victory is better than that of the Denver Broncos. They have a 324 strength of victory. The Broncos is only 321. And it made me notice, really, that column, strength of victory, which is the winning percentage of the teams you have beaten. So the Colts' strength of victory, 303. Patriots, 324. Chargers, 407. Pittsburgh, 370. Buffalo, 111. Denver, 321. You notice anything? Notice a trend here?
Crappy teams, cupcakes, they're playing nothing more than butterscotch and cotton candy crunch.
Correct. You have to start that with a 5 for it to be a respectable record. To be a 500 right. team, that's where it comes from, starts with a 5. These are all 3s and 4s and 1s. The only playoff team right now that has a strength of victory above 500 is your Liam Cohen-led Jacksonville Jaguars.
Apparently they were at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium yesterday, but I could have swore that didn't look like the Duval.
Yeah, no, that wasn't great. Previously. They kind of fell on their face across the pond, even though that's supposedly like their home away from home. They've been playing all these games there for years.
How about 11 times over?
Yeah, it didn't go well. And so you put that in comparison. So put that in your memory bank. All these teams have crappy strength of victories on the season. Strengths of victory, I should say. And the Patriots, according to our friends at The Athletic, we love these numbers, now have a 91% chance to make the playoffs. 91%. That's better than your Buffalo Bills at 89% chance to make the playoffs. Patriots have a 55% chance to win the division. Bills only have a 45% chance to win the division. Notice I've kind of eliminated the other two teams in the division because they're, eliminated. They're irrelevant.
I honestly think we could play group-wide contender pretender right now, and half of the AFC is out.
The Patriots have a 19% chance to get a first-round bye, which means you're the number one seed. This isn't the good old days. This is the modern days where there's only one bye, the number one seed. The
Bills, 1-5 chance?
Yeah. And the Bills have an 18% chance to get the number one seed and then win the Super Bowl. Patriots have a 6% chance to win the Super Bowl. The Bills have a 9% chance to win the Super Bowl.
3% more, 50% greater.
Yep.
Hey, let's take this back to 2021 because I think there is, even though there's almost no roster correlation, I don't even know if anybody from the 2021 team, save for Mike Onwenu, is still on this team. But there were all sorts of computer models, analytics departments, nerd heads, and beyond who told us, like, oh, the Patriots have this percent. Notice how we all go into our nerd voice. This percent chance of making the playoffs, being a one seed, and playing Tom Brady's Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. And we all knew, like, no, they don't. No.
They did not.
No, they don't. They did not. Does this team have a chance of making the playoffs? Boy, howdy. Yes, sir.
Well, no, we know they have a 91. No, are they a contender? Making the playoffs and being a contender, not the same thing. That Patriots team with Mac Jones proved that. You made the playoffs, and you were the ultimate pretender. You got stomped like no one's been stomped before by the Buffalo Bills.
But 47-14 was close for first half of the first quarter.
Competitive at 0-0. Do you believe this team can be a contender? Because my instinct tells me no. And then I realized something.
Uh-huh.
This team doesn't have to beat good teams, necessarily.
That's exactly right.
But then my brain had a conversation with my instincts, and my brain said, you need to worry. And what I now have talked myself into worrying about if I'm a Patriots fan is, you win the games you're supposed to. Your schedule is weak. You end up as, let's just say the spot you're in now. Let's say you end up as the 2 seed. If you're the 2 seed, you play the 7 seed. You know who could be a 7 seed?
Who?
Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs. Like any one of those teams.
Chiefs aren't even a playoff team right now. Granted, it's week 7, but.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, well, week 7 is you're more than a third and approaching halfway point in the season. That would be my concern, is you end up as a 2 seed, which is great, right up until you find out that you're playing the red hot Lamar Jackson Ravens because he got healthy and he decided, you know what, F it. We don't have a defense. I'm just going to outscore everybody because I'm the best player on the planet. Like, that's the issue, is you could be challenged by a team like that, even though theoretically you're the better team.
Yeah, all their receivers get healthy, like Zay Flowers. Derrick Henry goes to the hand store or Amazon and buys some fresh fresh mitts so that he gets rid of the fumbleitis. Look, they absolutely could go on a rip, or maybe Flacco and the offense for the Bengals just, you know, go for it on every fourth down. They could be a real I think we all know the reality of the AFC is that the Chiefs are really getting it together, and now everybody should be real worried about what the team that they could turn into. But the answer to your question is, can they be are they a contender?
Yeah.
No. But can they be in this AFC? Absolutely. Because
well,
there's
the
no great team.
What the hell's your answer then? They play in this AFC. So you think they're a contender?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That's the answer then. Because I do the whole seeding thing. But if you tell me they played the Colts, do I think they could beat the Colts? Absolutely.
Sure.
That's your one seed. The Chargers, that's your three seed. Do I think they could beat the Chargers? Absolutely.
Yep.
Do I think they could beat the Steelers, the four seed? They should have beaten the Steelers, the four seed. They gave them the game by turning it over six times. Can they beat the Bills? They just beat the Bills. Do I think if they played the Broncos, they'd have a chance to beat the Broncos? There's no team in there save for the teams that aren't in the playoffs right now. To me, the scariest teams are the ones that are outside of the playoffs right now. If it stayed like this, if the playoffs started today, Fitzy, I absolutely think I would be picking the Patriots over Jacksonville. And you advance, and now who knows what happens with all these mixed and matched mediocre football teams playing with Mike Vrabel and Drake May joined at the hip with an eye on the Super Bowl, baby. So, yeah, they're a contender.
But talk to me in 5 weeks.
I don't want to.
You'll probably have to. At least you're contractually obligated, 2 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 3 hours on Sunday. So if we talk in 5 weeks about this, we're now 12 weeks into the 18-week season. And now at this point, the Chiefs and the Bengals have won enough games that they're in the playoffs. And the Ravens look like they're getting healthy enough to make a run. Like that's when the conversation's going to change. And that's when you probably don't want any piece of these teams, because they may just be all offense. And teams like the Patriots that have been getting by beating some more paper Tigers, you ain't going to be able to get away with all them first quarter drives that you're letting other teams score on.
617-779-7937. Do you believe the Patriots are contenders in the year 2025 to go to the Super Bowl at that overrated stadium that's not in San Francisco, as Fitzy likes to point out, that's in Santa Clara? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Kelly in Amherst. What's up, Kelly?
What's up, guys? So, yeah, full disclosure, I was totally, against this team early on in the season, but I have seen the light. I think they're absolutely contenders. Not so much because they're some kind of world beater, they look like the greatest team ever, but because it's the NFL. It stands for not for long. You know, NBA, you got three teams, maybe four, that have an actual chance of winning. I'd say there's like eight every year in the NFL. I think the Patriots are one of them. Go Pats.
All right, thanks for the call, Kelly.
There you go, Kelly.
That was a good in-and-out, point-filled call. Like, concise. We go way back. I think Kelly called me a racist once, but we'll get past
go
that.
Go Pats.
What'd you say? Did
whether
you
this is what I want on my Sunday. People are calling me a racist. Are you throwing a pity party?
Well, one guy said, that's not a Sunday. That's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's solid right there, dad humor.
That's pretty good.
I think there was at least six different texts that said, peeps are best when they're a little stale.
I saw that. Yeah.
Everybody. Some guy was like, my doctor eats them that way, which was a random way to put
it.
It
doesn't make sense to me.
No, it does.
Maybe
I'll
have to try
it. It gives it a little like
crunch. It's a texture.
Yeah,
issue.
It's a texture thing. Instead of being just like soft, gooey, it makes it more chewable and palatable, and it's yummy. Although they have gone a little off the rails with the Peeps flavors. There are like thousands of Peeps flavors
Dr.
out there.
Dr. Pepper? I mean, sheesh.
I mean, that one I would try. That one's on the rails. There's others that are off the rails.
Oh, so
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
So wait a second. So now they've gone off the rails with the flavors of the marshmallow flavored pretend chicken creatures.
Yeah.
With candy eyeballs.
Fonzie went over the ramp and jumped the shark. I mean, it happens at some point in everything. So.
Nick and I tried them on pizza. They were pretty good. Peeps
it actually
pizza.
Was not bad.
That's interesting. I would try it. I know there's candy corn pizza as well. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Paul in Westfield. What's up, Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I get a kick out of your analysis, and I would say that the chance of being in the playoffs and contender is everything to start with a balanced game. But what Fitzy said last week, when your quarterback is your leading rusher, it's not sustainable. And when Drake's showing us, like you mentioned, that's how he plays and he's young, they have to realize that the adrenaline takes him running into a player instead of sliding. When the adrenaline wears off, the effects in the long-term accumulative, look what happened with poor Lamar. You just can't do it. And here's the bigger point. When Fitzy said our next real test is with the team that have their two best receivers, he's exactly right. So my question is, do you let Handy get to the quarterback when they try to go long faster than or double-team their best receivers? If you take out their two best receivers and use the right strategy, we can clearly compete against anybody. And the best point is those sleeping Giants, those strong Baltimore and Kansas, are going to come out like a head of steam. This is the wildest and most interesting year that I can remember, really, in football.
Thanks for the call, Paul. There was a lot in that call, Fitzy, so I'll let you handle it.
I get to handle that. Which team was the one with the receivers that he was worried about?
I don't know. It was your point. That's why I threw it to you. He's like, Fitzy said the two receivers or something.
Oh, heaven forbid somebody like a point or two I make on the
You
show.
Don't even know what the point was.
The point
yourself.
Was the Bengals game. He thinks the Bengals game coming up is the biggest challenge because they present two of the 10 best receivers, I would even just say, in the NFL right now, period. And if old Joe from the couch in Jersey is still slinging it like he was last Thursday, I don't care how on point Marcus Jones, your boy Carlton Davis, and especially Gonzo were doing that day, they're going to have their hands full and then some. That is just like last year, the NFL was so happy Joe Burrow did not make it into the playoffs at 9-8, and they should have sent flowers and edible arrangements and cotton candy crunch to the Patriots for somehow beating them week one, because that is the last team any defense wants to face, one that's capable of putting up 45 points like that.
Let's go to Josh and Pepperell. What's up, Josh?
Where's Pepperell?
Yeah, I think the Patriots will probably make it to the playoffs this year, but I don't know about being contenders. I definitely agree with the one of those callers who said that the sleeping Giants in this league are going to come out before the end of the season. I am a little concerned about the defense on this team. That's for definitely sure. I see the offense is definitely coming along, and I can't say I have too many gripes about that, but it seems like the defense, even against bad teams, is letting a lot of the deep balls through, and it seems like there's times where we have no answer for their run.
Thanks for the call, Josh. So that was a lukewarm contender nod there. You're not feeling great about the defense, but maybe the defense will hit its stride by late in the year. Yes, it is.
I kind of wanted to ask you guys a question, and maybe because I know we have to trend soon, you guys can think about it during our next commercial break, and we can tee it up. But when do you guys, each of us, when do you think is the next time the Patriots are going to lose?
Sunday.
Really?
I think there's a chance. I think there's a good chance they lose on Sunday. That's a good defense you're facing. If you start slow and then there's a need to come back and all of a sudden a good defense dropping back, turnovers, tipped balls. I also think they're due. I started with this in the beginning. Drake has been so good.
How good has he been?
There's due for a deflected ball. Like, for example, the Pop Douglas over the middle fourth down play. How many times do you see a guy reach back over the middle, deflected in the air, and that gets caught by the safety or the linebacker that's right there? Instead, they get it for a first down, and then they score a touchdown one play later. They're rolling right now offensively. It is clicking. It is clicking for Drake and the receivers. 617-779-7937. Fitzy will answer that question from Stiz next. When do the Patriots lose again? Fitzy's been worried about Sunday. When is that next loss coming for New England? Are they a contender? 617-779-7937. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI. The Patriots are now 5-2 on the season. They won their fourth straight game yesterday afternoon, taking down the Titans by a score of 31-13. With the win, the Patriots have now played in and won three consecutive road games in a single season for the first time since the 1970 merger. With his performance on Sunday, Drake May set a new franchise record for the highest single-game completion percentage with a minimum 20 pass attempts at 91.3%. The previous record was held by Tom Brady at 88.5%. Here is Drake with WEEI. EI Afternoons earlier today, reacting to those types of accolades.
One of the best things Coach Vrabel was saying this week, stuff that's interesting versus important. I think all that stuff is interesting, and it's cool to be, in those graphics. I think what's important is trying to keep it going.
New England looks to keep it going when they host the Cleveland Browns next Sunday at 1 o'clock. Tonight, Week 7 in the NFL concludes with a Monday Night Football doubleheader. In the first game, it's the 5-1 Bucks visiting the 4-2 Lions. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Coverage via Westwood One begins here on WEEI at 6. Then at 10 p.m. Eastern, the 2-3 Texans take on the 4-2 Seahawks. The Bruins lost their fourth consecutive game last night. They fell to the Utah Utah Mammoth by a score of 3-2. Boston finishes their Western road trip with a record of 0-3. They return home tomorrow night to host Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers. The Celtics tip off the season on Wednesday night when they host the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip off for that one is at 7:30. The Revolution saw their season come to an end on Saturday night with a 2-2 draw at home against the Chicago Fire FC. And from around Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 6-2 in Game 6 of the ALCS to force a Game 7 tonight in Toronto. First pitch for that one is at 8:10. George Kirby, Shane Bieber, the pitching matchup there. The winner faces the Dodgers in the World Series as LA completed the series sweep of the Brewers in the NLCS on Friday night. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
For this.
I like to let these rejoins roll long enough to find out if Stiz is going to have to drop anything, quite honestly.
Nope. Clean version, baby.
That is the clean version of Sublime. Mike Vrabel is what you heard before Sublime on The Greg Hill Show. And Mike Vrabel joins The Greg Hill Show every Monday, Patriots Monday throughout the year. Brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. DIC is very close to what Mike Vrabel would cut off to win a Super Bowl based on those signs.
He would
and his
definitely
past
cut
comments.
Off his FDIC.
Yeah, absolutely. But he definitely got a warm welcome. That was definitely an awkward situation for Amy Adams Strunk down there in Tennessee. The signs, the fans, the chant for Vrabel, the Patriots fans that took over, the audible notes you could hear on the telecast. There was a heavy Patriots contingent, and I almost wonder, Was there a heavy Patriots contingent? And then, Fitzy, was there also some Titan fans that were like, eh, I want to root for a winner today, so I'm going to root for Vrabel kind of thing, and they kind of swayed the Vrabel side of things?
Oh, you mean like the guy that hung the big sign that made it on national TV yesterday that said, we're sorry we fired you. Please come back. Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure those fans, hey, you know, it's a party city, Crane City, the one that we accused of being overdeveloped yesterday on the postgame show. Facts only department. It's one of the now most religious and consistent Patriots away cities. Like, they go there en masse. Like, the next big one is also going to be Tampa in a couple weeks. I wonder what I might have to say about that in just a moment. That's one of their favorite spots to go because it's a really, really fun city. You don't go to Charlotte. Not that much going on in Charlotte.
Whoa, Drake May, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Shot across the bow for Charlotte.
Oh, no. I hope Drake May doesn't judge me and the questions I ask him next Monday here on WEI Afternoons based off of my tepid interest in that lukewarm city.
If Krispy Kreme's in the airport in Charlotte, I like that about Charlotte.
It's a great airport. It's one of the busiest in America, by the way. It's operational 24 hours a day. They have all sorts of overseas FedEx flights going out of there. Anyway, the point being, yeah.
Boring.
It's a pretty boring city. Also, the answer to the question that you asked and answered yourself and then vertically teased to me across the commercial break, when will the Patriots lose next? They will lose on November 9th in Tampa Bay against Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers.
Okay, so we got a little more victory on the horizon here. We can build a little lead atop the AFC East maybe before they fall to Baker Mayfield and company. 617-779-7937. Let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go to Chris in the Cape. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. I have my own opinion on this, but I'd like to get your opinion. And obviously, we're not at that stage with Drake May's career, but Drake May, at the end of games, would you say that he's going towards the part of a game or in part of his career where he can come back from, say, two touchdowns down? You know, like Brady would. You always knew that the game was never over when Brady was in there and they were down 14 points, even 21 points. You knew fourth quarter, down 21 points, it was always the opportunity of Brady coming back and getting there. I just don't see Drake there yet. I don't see him being able to put the team on his back and just march down that field like Brady did. And even in the beginning of Brady's career, he did it. And I just don't see it with Drake. I'm not putting nothing against Drake. I just, you know, I was wondering.
All right, thanks for the call, Chris.
He's not putting it on Drake, just so you know. He's not putting it on Drake.
So I'm getting mixed messaging here. So Fitzy, Patriots have won how many games in a row?
404.
That'd be four in a row, three on the road.
First time ever. You
are arguing they are leaning too much on Drake offensively, correct? Right.
Correct.
And Chris said Drake May is not capable of carrying the team to victory. Which is it? And I know he was sort of painting a picture, some of it like three scores down in the fourth quarter. Like, that doesn't happen. Those are aberrational times, right? Yes, there's one-offs. Also, Tom Brady didn't really have to do that till later in his career. Really, till he got to a Super Bowl against Atlanta. It was 28-3, a hole that he helped dig.
The ultimate effort, I'll do it myself, yeah.
Brady was clutch. Brady was able to put you in position to win certain games, the Snow Bowl, and obviously what he did in the Super Bowl when Madden said, take a knee, go to overtime, and they're like, hell no, let's just drive to a field goal. But those are game-winning field goals.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he just do that in Buffalo? Didn't he have to do that in Buffalo on the road?
He most certainly did it in Buffalo, as a matter of fact. He engineered a nice leaning on his best player. That was one of those drives where the best players make the big plays in the clutch moments. That was, to me, the definition of winning time. Drake May made the right plays in winning time. I think what you have to be careful of, Andy, two things. One, not exhausting your quarterback and or familiarizing the opponent too much with all of his bag of tricks by the time you get to the late game or winning time. And two, making sure that your quarterback isn't exhausted by the postseason or the point you made yesterday and carried across to the show earlier today, hitting his head off the carpet, trying to do too much for this team, not being able to lean on the other playmakers to get it done when it's crunch time.
You know what I'd also argue? Cool that Bo Nix had that comeback yesterday, right? That was really cool. Really, really cool. You know what would have been cooler? Him being on the sideline because they were up 30 over a crappy team with a rookie quarterback. It's not cool that you were in a hole against Jackson Dart. Like, I'm not going to bitch because Drake May is winning games in the second, third, and fourth quarter more so than coming back, right? He can prove mm-hmm. that at a later date, or guess what? I'd be quite content if he never proved that. If you just want to play games on your side of the ledger and just control games, that'd be really cool. Don't dig holes. I don't think Tom Brady wanted to dig a hole 28-3. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he did, and he had to come back from it. So I also think Stiz immediately reacted. Stiz, you said it in my ear. Why don't we share it with the masses, what you immediately said?
Well, as he was making his point about, you know, he can't do what Brady, it took Brady 20 years to get that kind of reputation. So it's very unfair to try to, saddle someone like Drake May, who's barely played a whole football right. regular season worth of games, to, you know, be able to do what Tom Brady used to do.
And Brady did do good things in his first year. Like, there was that crazy game against the Chargers. Like, there were games along the way where he did some great things. And the Super Bowl against the Rams driving to the field goal is the best example of that. Right. And I think Drake May, the way he's playing, is going to start to bank examples of that. And what he also needs, Fitzy, is some of these games against Baker Mayfield. That will be an opportunity where people like you think it's a losable game. People like you think it's an MVP candidate matchup, and maybe it's going to be a shootout. Maybe it goes back and forth. Who knows? That's an opportunity on what's going to look like a pretty good national stage. There's a lot of people talking about that game.
Oh, are there ever? You got Fox dying to get the game and move it to 425. Andy, think of this. It's a CBS 1 o'clock window game right now. They're going to try to protect it, and I think they're going to end up ultimately hanging on to it. So maybe you'll get Hello Friends along with Romo Skechers on the broadcast. But what if Fox is able to pry it away from them? I don't know if they make trades for these things or how the behind-the-scenes dealings go in the sports broadcast world, but imagine if they can, and then you get Burkhardt and Brady on the broadcast, 425, America's Game of the Week, Tom Brady watching his two teams battle for basically the one seed overall in the NFL. It does not get more midseason lit than that.
Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. I'm going to ignore that midseason lit comment from
Fitzy. That
was
for you.
You can't count on much, but a bad joke from Fitzy. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
I have to take a man that puts butterscotch on top of his strawberry cheesecake and cotton candy seriously when it comes to judging my dad jokes. Get out of here.
You know, we all have our various dad jokes. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Paul in Quincy. What's up, Paul?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
They're a contender right now. Yeah, yes. It depends on the end of the year. If they win the division, absolutely. If they're the 5, 6, or 7 seed, and have to go to Kansas City, Baltimore, or Buffalo, I'm not sure how well they're going to do.
That takes for the birds, Paul. Well, with that,
oh, no!
Was that really birds in the background?
That was. Yes, it was. You did. Wait, first of all, you hung up on it before we had a chance.
That bird was very loud. It was kind of hurting my ears. It was really close to his phone. Was he, like, right next to his bird feeder or whatever?
He was probably doing what you should do after this show, touching some grass. My God.
I also disagree a little bit with his take there. So they could have to go to camp. Yeah, I want to avoid those teams at all costs. I almost don't care about the seeding. I saw someone say, yeah, but if you're the 2 seed, you're at home. Yeah, no. I think I'd rather be at one of the lesser teams than I would hosting the Chiefs or the Ravens or even maybe the Bills. I kind of want to avoid those teams if possible.
I'll give you a great for instance. In the 2019 playoffs, January 2020, the Patriots were the higher seed. In comes Vrabel with Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill. They beat the Patriots infamously in Tom Brady's final game in a Patriots uniform, at least one that wasn't bought at the pro shop right before the ceremony. And then they go on the road to face the team with the bye, the number one seed and the MVP, Lamar Jackson. What do? Absolutely smoke them on primetime TV on a Saturday night because the Ravens were not playing that well and resting at the end of the season, and Tennessee had momentum. I'm with you 100%. I do not want to play a team that has to fight their way into the playoffs with a good offense.
We'll continue to take your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Are the Patriots a true contender? Yes, they're in first place in the AFC East. Yes, they're the number 2 seed. But are they a legitimate Super Bowl contender in this weird world of 2025 football. Your phone calls continue next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Still playing the how long can we go before Stiz gets in trouble game.
Thought you had my back.
No, I do. I'm just kidding. I like plenty of Eminem rejoins, and we had you got some good praise on the text line earlier. I don't know where it went, but they were big fans of your rejoins. Best at the station, they claim.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's a bit of a, you know, subjective opinion, but I like your rejoins. I think you do a phenomenal job. And except for those stupid ones that have the beat drop and mess with the hosts on the show.
Oh, those are funny. Come on.
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines to Rob in Florida. What's up, Rob?
Hey, so Colts fan here. The reason I'm asking the question I'm about to ask is because I'm asking the same thing. What position group, what player, I know home runs before the trade deadline are rare, but what player, what position group would take this team, the Pats, to the next level?
All right, thanks for the call, Rob. I wonder why the Colts fan cares what will take the Pats to the next level, because if you take the Pats to the next level, that could take them to the number one seed and bump the Colts. Anyway, I won't overthink it. Fitzy, you and I have sort of delved into this on the Six Rings postgame show a little bit last night, and I think I have landed on, and it ties into Ramondre Stevenson, that comment we heard from Mike Vrabel, ties into a discussion point I want to get into on Travion Henderson, but an impact running back. If you could get Achan, if you could get Ted's guy, Breece Hall, somebody that you tell me is an impact running back that can change a game, not necessarily the way Christian McCaffrey can, because he kind of carried his team to victory last night. But if you could get a guy, I think this team holds its breath when they put running backs out there. Ramondre, you hold their breath that he can hold on to the ball. If you put Henderson out there, you hold your breath that he knows what he's doing, that he's not going to get Drake May killed. It'd be nice to have a running back that makes the defense hold their breath. That might actually do something, whether you can get that or not. I think a lesser running back would even be my preference. I know you've thrown out Tony Pollard, and there's been Alvin Kamara. There's been, you know, all these various rumors. I think a running back is their biggest need right now, because I'm not sure you can hold your breath for the rest of the season.
But where can you get him from? That's the problem. I mean, Sunday's going to be very interesting, number one, because you're going to, it's Ohio State running back versus Ohio State running back. And we brought this up on the post game yesterday. Are we going to be in that same sort of, damn it, we drafted Sony Michel, but we should have gone for Nick Chubb? Are we going to get the same thing because Henderson, who we all went gaga over in the spring and then later on in the summer with the 100-yard kickoff return, now all of a sudden Quinshon Judkins looks like Nick Chubb 2.0 with a splash of Derrick Henry, and Travion Henderson has yet to find the fuse to light this season. You need a complimentary running back. How in the world a team like Carolina can go on a rip once Rico Dowdle takes over the freaking starting running back? Like, where's that guy for us? Where's that guy for the Patriots that is sitting on someone else's bench, gets a shot, and just, you know, does Ben Jarvis Green Ellis duty, carries the, you know, takes the offense to another level you weren't even sure that you had?
So are we giving up on Travion Henderson taking the offense to another level that you weren't sure you even had?
This season, potentially, yes.
Because we are only 7 games removed from votes for Offensive Rookie of the Year, right? Like, that was the road we were going down. We were a little ahead of ourselves there after the preseason. Yeah. We saw the kickoff return. We saw some of the plays in practices. So now we are totally giving up on that, or is there still a chance that he has the breakout in him?
There's always a chance, but you can't bank on it at this point. We haven't seen anything regular season yet that would tell you Travion's got it, like, or it's there. It's so close. Like, it's going to happen. Like, I haven't seen it. Like, it after that game, the second preseason game on a Saturday, I think that was in Minnesota, he had a great touchdown on the opening drive. Since then, that guy has been non-existent.
And not only non-existent, it hasn't felt close. You know how sometimes you watch guys that are supposedly explosive and you feel like they're close? You know, you're like, oh, that guy tripped him up, or that he was so close, or, oh, he just made the cut a smidge late. I haven't really felt that Travion Henderson is close to doing anything explosive or exciting or impactful. Mm-hmm. And the biggest story around Travion Henderson, other than his lack of impact, has been about the font size on the frickin' name on the back of his jersey.
It's because of a kind of jersey that he prefers, and right, they have a smaller font. It's not like he got handed a junior jersey or something.
You know what? That would be more funny if he had 10 touchdowns or if he was well on his way to Rookie of the Year. I don't really care about the font size on your jersey if you're going to be a guy that isn't contributing. Time now for our league leaders and Who's Circling the Drain, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. So I'm going to have a snarky league leaders and Circling the Drains here today, and people are like, oh, you snarky? Never. Guess who's among the league leaders in virtually every passing category, Nick Fitzy Stevens? That would be
Kyler Murray.
And Drake May. So, Drake May, thanks for playing along. And guess what are Circling the Drains? That would be Tom Brady's old records with the Patriots. Did you see it on Sunday? One went down in Nashville, single game completion percentage. Brady, scratch him off the top of the list. Put Drake May in there. This may be the first time. It won't be the last time, the way Drake May is playing. TB12, he's coming for your records. And I'm still waiting for you to say some kind words about the young Patriots quarterback.
Oh, no.
Where you at, Tom Brady? So you got nothing to say?
You think that basically Tom Brady is treating Drake May like the University of North Carolina was ordered to treat him earlier in the season?
I think he is insecure about Drake May being better. That is ridiculous,
Andy. Then you got to do a Dark Knight Returns, unretire, and take his ass on, Tom.
No, I don't actually think he's insecure about Drake May, but I do think it's weird that everybody on Earth is commenting on Drake May. All the ex-players, they're wowed. Even Cam Newton, if you want to get negative about it, and Cam Newton is saying, you know, Damian Woody, you're crazy if you think he's playing as a top five level. Even if you want to be a little critical of the guy who had the respect to do the Superman celebration when he scored a couple weeks ago and honor his boyhood hero. But if you want to be negative, you do you, Cam Newton. But Tom Brady has said nothing? Where's Tom Brady?
I didn't even think of that Cam Newton thing, though. But you are absolutely right.
That was dirty.
Wow.
He hit him dirty. He did his celebration. He idolized him. And he goes on ESPN and says, he's not playing top five. Well, guess what? I don't know if you would know top five quarterback play. You were a fullback playing quarterback. Drake May is a modern quarterback with the best deep balls in the NFL. 617-779-7937. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoon. Speaking of Drake May, it is a Patriots Monday. We spoke with him right off the bat. We will have a replay of that interview, the entire Drake May interview up next, including his thoughts on sushi, and much more. That's up next on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.